This year marks the 80th anniversary of the daring assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the governor of Nazi-occupied Bohemia and Moravia. Operation Anthropoid was one of the most successful acts of anti-Nazi resistance in Europe during the Second World War. However, the Czechoslovak government in exile in London organised literally dozens of other operations in the territory occupied by the Nazi Third Reich, as Vít Pohanka has been finding out.
Emil Hácha, the president of the collaborator Czech government in 1942. He was declaring the unconditional loyalty of the Czech nation to Nazi Germany and its supreme leader Adolf Hitler. The assassination of Reinhard Heydrich provoked an unprecedented wave of arrests and executions in Bohemia and Moravia. The villages Lidice and Ležáky, suspected of helping the parachutists, were completely razed. All the men and boys over 14 years of age were executed on the spot. Women and children were sent to concentration camps. It might seem that the spirit of the Czech resistance against the Nazi occupation was tamed, if not completely extinguished. But the real story was different.
Třetí patro, jo?
Třetí patro.
Ano.
Historian Jan Břečka works in the Moravian Museum in Brno. The Czech resistance is one of his specialties. He points out that the Czechoslovak government in exile, based in London, kept sending more paratroopers trained by the British Special Operations Executive. One of the most successful groups arrived in the spring of 1944.
Paraskupina Barium byla jednou z prvních skupin vyslané druhým zpravodajským odborem londýnského.
The Barium Parachute Group was one of the first to be sent to the occupied territories by the Second Department of Defence of the Ministry of National Defence in London after about a year of silence.
This pause was due to a tragic fate of two previous teams of Czech parachutists sent from London in 1943.
Dva výsadky, které se vracely z nepovedeného seskoku, byly zestřeleny protiletadlovou obranou.
When their planes were returning after an unsuccessful attempt to find the place of the drop over occupied Czechoslovakia, they were shot down by the air defense near Munich.
Výsadkový program z Velké Británie odmlčel.
It was deemed to be too risky to send airplanes with more paratroopers over such a long distance.
Within a week of the initial Allied invasion of Italy, General Eisenhower extended his operations to points along the western seaboard. It was perforce to be another amphibious operation in which the invasion.
However, it changed when the Allies invaded Italy, which significantly shortened flights to occupied Czech territory. Thus, Operation Barium got the green light and the three-man team headed for eastern Bohemia.
Hlavní osobností a opravdu velkou osobností našeho protinacistického odboje.
The leader of the team and a great personality of the Czech resistance in general was Josef Šandera. He was born in Náměšť nad Oslavou, a picturesque town in southern Moravia. Originally, he apprenticed as a saddler and upholsterer. He was very active in the Czech scouting movement. When he was in compulsory military service, he decided to become a professional soldier. First, he completed his secondary education and then graduated from the military academy in Hranice as an artillery lieutenant. After the occupation of Czechoslovakia in 1939, he left for France and entered the artillery of the Czech Foreign Army. Later, after the fall of France, he was evacuated to Britain, where he entered special operations training.
Jeho zástupcem a šifrantem skupiny byl Tomáš Bíček, tehdy v hodnosti četaře.
His deputy was Sergeant Tomáš Bíček, who was also responsible for the encoding of their dispatches. Born near Strakonice in southern Bohemia, he had been a miller before the war. The third member of the team was radio operator Josef Žižka from a small town near Plzeň. He had studied law and philosophy in Prague, but could not graduate after the Germans closed all the universities. He was very gifted. He could speak five languages. What was important was that he was a deeply religious man and belonged to the Czech unity of the Brethren Protestant Church. He had contacts with several members of his church and parsons, and that helped the group after they were airdropped into the country.
There were some complications at first. Some of the Czech resistance fighters the paratroopers tried to contact were already arrested by the Nazi secret police, the Gestapo. But after a few days, the Barium team found their foothold.
První vysílání vysílačky Marta, to byl krycí název vysílačky skupiny Barium.
They sent their first radio dispatch on April 19, 1944, from the town of Rychnov nad Kněžnou. Among other things, they asked the London government to include a special message in the Czech language broadcast on the BBC. It was the title of the popular Czech song Kolíne, Kolíne. By sending this password from London, the Czech government verified to the domestic resistance that the Barium team really were who they said they were.
Takže toto zaznělo a poté vlastně od toho dubna až do 2. října, kdy vlastně je to.
From April till October 1944, they developed an incredible spy network, which peaked at about 380 men covering a large area of eastern Bohemia. They had their main base in Hradec Králové at the home of Václav Vachek, an engineer in the large local railway depot. Their transmitter had to be moved constantly and to send messages from different locations so that the Germans could not locate it by triangulation. Altogether, some 30 people were hiding in it, and it stayed for a time also in the Hradec Králové apartment of Václav Vachek.
30 osob, ale byla mimo jiné i tady u toho Václava Vachka.
Barium was thus able to pass valuable dispatches to their commanders in London, including on the V-2 rocket, the world's first long-range guided ballistic missile.
Od těch běžných, tedy o dislokaci vojsk německých v protektorátu, o jejich pohybu.
First, they were sending more general military information about the location and movement of German troops. Gradually, they started sending some much more valuable information about the development of the V-2 ballistic missiles.
Zpravodajské síti Baria podařilo zjistit výrobu součástek raket v Hauzwey v Junkersových závodech v Praze Vysočanech.
The Barium network was able to locate the production of some of the parts of the Czech economy, namely at the Junkers factory in Prague's Vysočany and at its branch in Semily and at the Göringswerke plants in eastern Bohemia. The Barium team was also able to send information about the transport of these parts to the completion sites where V2s were assembled.
V Třetí říši ke zkompletování.
However, with so many contacts over a large territory, it was only a question of time until the Gestapo was able to infiltrate the resistance networks with its collaborators.
2. října 1944 Gestapo zasáhlo a napřed se soustředil právě na toho Václava Vachka.
The Gestapo struck on October 2, 1944. They concentrated on the Hradec Králové apartment of Václav Vachek. He was arrested and literally beaten to death 3 days later during the interrogation. He did not reveal anything. Nevertheless, more than 100 members of the Barium network were arrested in the following days. However, the Gestapo did not manage to catch the key members of the team. Namely, Lieutenant Chandera escaped disguised as a railway worker. He and radio operator Josef Žižka escaped and were hidden by the part of the network that the Germans did not discover around the town of Žambek. There, they were able to establish a new base in the small settlement of Polsko, with their radio again operational under the cover name Marta.
But by that time, the Gestapo was only one step behind the Barium team and the hunt was relentless. In January 1945, an informer led them directly to the house where they were hiding. It was encircled and they were ordered to surrender.
Nadporučík Chandera viděl situaci, tak beze slova vytáhl pistoli a střelil se do spánku pravého.
Lieutenant Chandera saw that their situation was hopeless and shot himself in the head. Sergeant Žižka was captured alive, and when the Gestapo found out that Chandera was still alive, they transported him immediately to the hospital in Hradec Králové, where he was operated on and given the best possible care. The Germans were hoping to interrogate him and, if possible, make him become a double agent. He was kept alive in the hospital for quite a long time, but never regained full consciousness and died on March 9, 1945.
Mezitím tedy zatčený četař Josef Žižka byl převezen na Pankrác, kde o dva dny později.
Meanwhile, Sergeant Žižka was transported to Pankrác prison in Prague. He hanged himself in his cell 2 days later, obviously afraid that the Germans would torture him and make him send false messages.
Historian Jan Břečka from the Moravian Museum in Brno. Of course, it is true that the war was decided mainly by invasions, heavy and bloody fighting of armies, of millions of men and women, especially on the Eastern Front, where operations such as Barium, brave, but actually symbolic with regard to the outcome of the war. I put this question to Tomáš Jakl from the Military History Institute in Prague.
Paraskupiny z Londýna přinášely spojovací materiál.
The parachute groups sent from London were bringing badly needed communication equipment. The domestic resistance fighters were lacking transmitters. They had very few of them and they were not very sophisticated. So the main task of the Czech teams trained and sent by the government in exile was to establish radio communication between the Czech resistance on the ground, in the protectorate and in London. Later on, some of the teams had direct diversion and sabotage tasks. Nevertheless, their primary role was in intelligence gathering and coordination between the domestic resistance movement and the government in exile that would help liberation and the restoration of the Czechoslovak Republic.
Oni si byli vědomi té důležitosti toho braného odporu proti okupaci.
They realized the importance of active armed resistance against the Nazi regime. They were very much aware that Czechoslovakia had an army in the form of the Czechoslovak legions even before it gained independence in 1918. They knew that their struggle and sacrifice had the potential to contribute, and it later really helped to reinstate the independent Czechoslovak Republic after the Nazi occupation.
Po druhé světové válce, po nacistické okupaci.
Military historian Tomáš Jakl. That is why operations such as Barium were and still are considered a great success, even if they resulted in the deaths of their leaders, arrests and executions of many in Bohemia and Moravia.